Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode. It's a wet night, and there's wind too, and there's not a hint of rhapsody on this walk with dog and cat around the estate shortly before midnight. I'm wrapped up. The top of my body at least is wrapped up. The bottom part of my body is just straightforward jeans. And they're going to get wet and they're going to go in the wash tomorrow. And that's the end of them. I come back from Freddie Mercury. Yeah, I was out to see Freddie Mercury tonight. He was magnificent. Oh my goodness, I've never seen him so well. I've never seen him looking so well. He was in great form. Okay, he wasn't so well at the for a bit of it, but my goodness, most of the time he was flying and magnificent. And what a great movie that was. I don't know how long it's going to take us to get around the estate, but there's at least we don't have any moon, stars, sun. All we have is driving rain, and the leaves are all gone anyway, so there's no chance of slipping on them. Whoopsie daisy, I just bashed my head against a branch from all around this estate there. What you'd call little trees, really. They were tiny trees when I came to live here first, but they're little trees. So I just bashed my head against the bottom of one of them. Oh. There's nothing quite like the feeling of your trousers getting wet. Thoroughly soaked, like not just a little bit, not like a cup of tea being spilt on them, but a good soaking. It really, it keeps you in touch with reality. You see, if you have good weather all the time, you're inclined to hubris. You're inclined to, you know, let your aspirations run away with you, and your sense of how wonderful a person you are run away with you. But when you're walking in rain and cold wind and water's getting into your socks, your shoes are squelching, and you're just remembering that your shoes are actually leaking, you know, that keeps your feet on the ground, doesn't it? Yeah. And all you need to do is, when you're walking along like this, is slip, fall on your face, smash your glasses, and break your iPhone. And, you know, that'll keep you grounded. Yeah, there's nothing like a good bit of tragedy to turn life back the right way again. Oh yeah. If I walk along here now, and without noticing it, I walk on a pile of worms, and as I push down on them, I realize that that isn't where I want to be, and I push forward and I slip, and I fall straight in my face. Not only crack the glasses, but break my nose. See, That'll get me to pay more attention. Yeah, come on, Louis. Just think about it. Life is designed to move along in vicissitudes of ups and downs, and you know, the tide. Life is like a tide. Any old metaphor you like will do, actually, on a night like this, really, won't it? I mean, there isn't even a star to illuminate your thoughts. I find when I go walking in the evening, when the weather is cool and crisp and clear and everything, my thoughts are crystal clear. And that's when they're least useful to me. It's usually confused thoughts that give rise to improvement. It's usually mistakes, errors, failures. That's what drives us all forward. Yes, if everything worked the first time, nothing would ever really work. Yeah. Bring on the failures, that's what I say. Yeah. What was it? Who was that American English poet? We are the something men. God, I haven't read any poetry by that guy who wrote The Wasteland. I haven't read any of that in ages. In fact, it's about time I read The Wasteland. Yeah, it is really. I should get back in there and get all dumb and dirty in among the commas and the cedillas. Anyway, I could do with a glass of Italian wine. Yeah, from Sicily. I'm going home to Sicily. Sicily. I first met a girl named Sicily, and every time I called, Palermo answered the door. Maria, Maria, dee, 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 dee. Oh, dear. Yeah, you've heard of Dante's Palermo, haven't you? Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And the capital of Sicily is Inferno, isn't it? Oh, there we go. There we go. Where's the cat? Okay, come on, Louis. I'll take off my trousers in the kitchen. Come on. Oh, you coming in here? Yeah. Okay, Louis. Get the glasses out. Go on, Doug. Get the glasses out there. I want a big... Do you know I haven't had a glass of brandy and port in a very long time? Oh. The absurdity of alcohol. Who was the person who first invented alcohol? You know who it was? His name was Alfredo Cohol. That's right. Alfredo Cohol. Yeah, shortened his name afterwards. He called himself Al. Al Cohol. Yes. He was... You know, someday I must tell the story of Alfredo Cohol. He really is an unsung addiction. Too many people fell in love with Alfredo. And so, anyway, that all belongs to another era, and I'm not in the mafia for nothing or for anything. I wouldn't have joined even if they'd asked me. Now, gotta dry my hair. See, it's just no good pretending. You can't pretend that... Can't pretend you've been out in the rain, getting wet, and everything below your knee is sopping Actually, I am exaggerating, really. Yeah, exaggeration's the spice of life, isn't it? Now, I don't know where I put the previous glass, because I did taste a glass of wine before I went out. Anyway, here we are. Okay, where was I? I was telling you about Al Cohol. Yeah, he has a lot to answer. Anyway, they say that he tried to become English and called himself Alfred Cohol. There we are. Now, would you like to join me? Yeah, I know somebody who deliberately poured two glasses. I actually think it was Georgie D. I used to get a second glass. I think I'll do that, actually. You know how you have situations where they talk about the empty chair? Well, this is going to be the empty chair, but after I let the cat into the cat's area. Okay, Pumi, you are so wet. And a wet cat, oh, go. You know what it's like to be a wet cat. Oh, which would you prefer be? A wet cat or a dry mouse? There we are, I got one each. So, okay, here we go. Chin chin. What do you think? That wine's been open throughout the entire length of Bohemian Rhapsody, which I'm not going to talk about. I'm just going to talk about Mercury, that god. Oh, yes. Tell me more. Yeah, come on. Tell me more. What was, and this is the key question, what was Mercury's middle name? Yeah. Come on, I want to know. Tell me more. Hey, you probably all got a little bit of mercury in you. I don't know, when I was young, I used to get my thermometer taken. And I'm... Come on.
That was From Cork With Love Adventure, sponsored by nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.